The American Space Agency NASA's human-like robot Valkyrie looks powerful. It stands 188 centimeters tall and weighs 136 kilograms. Valkyrie is named after supernatural females in Norse mythology. The robot is being tested at the Johnson Space Center in Houston, Texas. The robot is designed to operate in damaged, human-engineered environments, like areas hit by natural disasters, NASA said. But robots like Valkyrie could also work in space one day. Robots that look like humans, or humanoid robots, have a torso, head, two arms, and two legs. Engineers believe that humanoid robots will be able to work similarly to humans and use the same tools and equipment. They just need the right software. NASA Dextrous Robotics team leader Sean Ozimy said humanoid robots in space could do dangerous jobs. Such jobs include cleaning solar panels or dealing with equipment outside the spacecraft. As a result, human astronauts could pay more attention to exploration and discovery. We're not trying to replace human crews. We're really just trying to take the dull, dirty, and dangerous work off their plates to allow them to focus on those higher-level activities, Ozimy said. NASA is partnering with robotics companies like Aptronic, which is based in Austin, Texas. The goal is to learn how humanoid robots developed for purposes on Earth could help the development of future humanoid robots meant for space. Aptronic is developing Apollo, a humanoid robot whose jobs on Earth will include working in warehouses and manufacturing plants. The robot can move packages and organize objects. Aptronic plans to start providing the humanoid robots to companies in early 2025. Aptronic Chief Technology Officer Nick Payne said Apollo has strengths in comparison to humans. "We're targeting having this system online 22 hours a day," Payne said. "This does have a swappable battery, so you can work for 4 hours, swap the battery, and then keep going." Aptronic Chief Jeff Cardenas said there are many possibilities as new software and development increase Apollo's abilities. "The approaches we're starting in the warehouse and on the manufacturing floor, but then it can move into retail, to delivery, and out more into what we call unstructured spaces," Cardenas said. In years to come, those unstructured areas could include space, Ozimy said. He said the robots are being designed so they can be easily changed to do many different jobs. "Robots like Apollo are designed with modularity in mind to be able to adapt to many applications," Ozimy said. Ozimy added that NASA is aiming to find out what areas it needs to look into to bring a terrestrial system into the space environment. I'm John Russell.